I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Jordan hosts scores of displaced people, including approximately 1 million Iraqi refugees. Anne Hamming of Tent Schools International says overall, Iraqis in Jordan are safe, fed, and housed, but their opportunities are limited.
Because they are not technically refugees, so they do not have some of the protections and rights that a refugee might have in terms of getting work or getting services for their children.
Through a partnership with Good Shepherd Center, Tent Schools is helping Iraqi kids get back into a classroom. Ask God to bless the work, heal these kids, and open doors for both their future and a relationship with Him. And last week saw the United Nations International Day of Rural Women. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association tells us about the women behind the pastors in rural Far East Russia.
I was just in Far East Russia, and over again, I saw the unsung heroes of many of these ministries. In fact, I told many of the men they married up. They had incredible wives who not only cared for family and cared for them, but also were striving side by side. They're the Sunday school teachers. They're the Bible study leaders. They are the evangelists. They are the ones that are ministering to the countless widows.
Learn how you can support these women and ministry work in Far East Russia at missionnews.org. Until then, pray for the encouragement and joy of these women. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.